This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. A Florida State University researcher is so happy to be one of the first to get stimulus money that he's spending it trying to make others happy, starting with rats. Dr. Mohammed Kabbaj is an associate professor in the Florida State University College of Medicine's Biomedical Science Department. And when stimulus money came to the National Institutes of Health, they greenlighted projects at the top of their waiting list, including Kabbaj's.
In simple term, can chronic stress cause depression? And if so, are some of these depression features can be transmitted to the next generation?
Of course, it's not all that simple.
In this study, we are examining epigenetic mechanisms of chronic stress-induced depression. And by epigenetic, I mean long-term changes in behavioral phenotypes that may be inherited and that occur without changes in DNA itself, DNA structure itself. So the idea is that the environment, and in our case, stressful conditions, causes changes in the expression of some genes without change in DNA structure itself. And these changes would be permanent as such as they can be transmitted to the next generation.
The goal is to help figure out exactly what genetic switches current antidepressant drugs flip so that future drugs can target those switches and bring fewer side effects along for the ride. It's basic scientific research, meaning it's at least 5 to 10 years away from human clinic trials, in Kabbaj's estimation. For right now, they're starting small, with rats. That means they've got to have depressed rats to start with. So what's the difference between down in the dumps and just down in the dumpster?
Like in human, following stress, especially chronic stress, rats show symptoms of depression like anhedonia, increased anxiety, problems with sleep, body weight changes, decreased sexual activity, hopelessness. So, and many of these behavioral features can be reversed with antidepressant drugs in rats, in animal models.
For Kabbaj, there's nothing better than doing cutting-edge research that has the potential to improve and maybe even save people's lives. And there's no better place to do it than at the Florida State University College of Medicine.
It's a wonderful research environment. Since I had the chance to be one of the first junior faculty to be recruited at the College of Medicine, I actively participated in the recruitment of my future colleagues. And I can definitely say that this is a wonderful environment where people are rather collaborating together rather than working isolated, like it is the case in many other universities. And I truly believe that researchers need to work together if they are to solve complex questions like the one we are studying, depression. And bringing various expertise together is always a plus and can solve questions efficiently because they approach them from different angles. So I'm really happy here, and I see myself spending the rest of my life in this place. So it's a great environment.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.